Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. NASA has a lunar program. It is constructed from the NASA SLS. It involves SpaceX. It was, the last time Bob and I talked about it, complicated. I don't know if it's gotten easier. Bob, a very good evening to you. The NASA lunar program involving SpaceX into the mix of SLS. Do they still work together? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, the problem isn't so much SpaceX. It has to do with NASA management, the White House, Trump, his interim NASA administrator, Sean Duffy, Congress, both the Senate and the House. They're all basically delusional. That's the word I use in my essay on Behind the Black. In terms of Artemis, SLS, Orion, and even Starship Super Heavy, they're just delusional. They go about, this was inspired by an interview of Sean Duffy on the Sean Hannity show. And that interview illustrated the delusional nature of this entire program. Duffy was saying how they're going to launch four astronauts around the moon next April, and then a year later follow it up with a lunar landing. And none of that is going to happen as he's described it. Or if it does happen, there's a good chance people will die in doing so. And it's a lack of recognition of the problems that makes this delusional. For one, sending four astronauts around the moon a year from now on an Orion capsule, it's really a deadly stupid thing. That capsule has only done one mission, and the first capsule flew around the moon and came back to Earth. When it got back, they found giant damage to its heat shield, much greater than expected. And they have not been able to figure out how to solve that problem. The design is flawed. They have to come up with a different heat shield. But rather than replace the heat shield for that manned mission next April, NASA's decided instead to simply adjust the flight profile so as it comes back to Earth and enters the atmosphere, it won't be coming in as steep, so they think the stress on the heat shield will not be as much and everything will be hunky-dory. I think that is ridiculous. You don't send astronauts out on a heat shield to the moon with something that you're not sure is going to work. That just makes no sense. That's the Challenger and Columbia accident all over again, the thinking behind that. Similarly, that Orion capsule is going to be using an environmental system that provides the air, water, oxygen, and power to the capsule. It's going to be using an environmental system that has never flown before, never. They haven't tested it yet. And so they're putting people on a capsule around the moon that they've never tested. But no one talks about any of this at NASA's management or at the White House or anywhere. They just say, oh, we're going to do this. And they're going to do it with SLS and Orion. And that, you know, that's questionable. The astronauts themselves that are going to fly on this mission are delusional about this. They seem to think somehow because they changed the flight profile slightly, they're safe. That fixes the problem. And this is crazy. But unfortunately, our government officials are so focused on trying to get back to the moon ahead of China that they're willing to take these kind of risks. We've been to the moon. We don't have to be there ahead of China. They're going to be following us no matter what. And it's a false plant-the-flag stunt approach that is pointless and short-sighted. But that's where we are, and that's the focus. And the result of that is that we're looking at possibly killing people on a mission to the moon that is not ready. And we're spending lots of money in the process, too.
Bob, once upon a time, one of the remarks about NASA was that it didn't take risks, that things are not predictable, that there are always anomalies, and that this is a profile of risk-taking that you just outlined.
No, John, there's a difference. The difference is this. You taking a risk on a engineering that you have developed intelligently is good risk-taking. But taking a risk with engineering that you know has problems or has not properly been tested is just foolishness. And there's a difference between the two. And SpaceX often demonstrates this because they're not ready to put people on Starship because they're doing a developmental program. They're trying to build it, make it, figure out what's right and wrong about it. As they get closer to getting it right, they will then feel comfortable about sending people on it. And there will be risk involved because it's rocket science. But they will not do that until they're ready and they feel like they've fixed all the major problems. That's not what NASA's doing here with Orion. And that's not what they're doing with SLS, this whole program. That's the problem.
SpaceX and the Coastal Commission of California, have they worked it out?
No, they haven't worked it out. SpaceX is still suing the Coastal Commission because its denial of a Space Force plan to allow SpaceX to increase its launches at the Vandenberg Air Force Base, Space Force Base. The Coastal Commission voted that down, but not because they thought it might hurt the beaches. That's what its statutory authority is, to protect the beaches. It voted it down because they didn't like the fact that Elon Musk now supports Republicans. How dare he support Republicans, support Trump? That's absolutely wrong, and so we're going to block SpaceX. That's, of course, not only immoral, but it's kind of illegal, and that's why SpaceX is suing. And that court suit is going ahead, and a judge recently ruled that it should go ahead. And this Coastal Commission is very vulnerable there. It's probably going to lose. So this Coastal Commission has now scheduled a new meeting in about 2 weeks to reconsider SpaceX's request to double its launch rate at Vandenberg. I should point out that it doesn't really matter what the Coastal Commission says. The Space Force, it's a military base. Space Force has all the authority. Coastal Commission has none. And the Space Force is agreeable to increasing the launch rate. But SpaceX does want to get an okay from the Coastal Commission just for good public relations. And it has resubmitted its request and said, let's get this fixed. And the Coastal Commission has scheduled a meeting. The commission is slightly made up of different people, so it could very well be they will approve. But there's a lot of people on that commission that are still hostile to Musk and SpaceX, not for environmental reasons or technical reasons, but because of politics. And so we'll have to wait and see how that plays out.
Starlink contract canceled in Ontario. Why?
Well, this is a similar example of delusionism, as is the Coastal Commission that we're stuck with nowadays. Ontario doesn't the premier of Ontario doesn't like the tariffs that Trump has imposed, so he decided to retaliate by canceling a $100 million Starlink contract that the province had with SpaceX to provide internet service to remote areas. Now, Canadians can still buy Starlink and use it. But this was a government project to try to spread the wealth to places that just don't have it in the northern parts of Canada. They've canceled it. They're going to go with alternatives. They don't have any alternatives. So this is just an example of being delusional and petty and childish, and that's where we are today.
Russians, there's a problem. There's an anomaly on Zvezda. It's not fixed. Is it getting worse?
It's not getting worse. It has improved, but the Russian state-run press has admitted that the airlock on the Russian Zvezda model on ISS is still there. They've reduced the rate with repairs, but they have failed to eliminate the air leak in Zvezda. Now, this is more delusionalism by both NASA and Russia, both of which wish to continue using ISS till 2030. Elon Musk, who makes a lot of money sending astronauts and supplies to ISS, he said we should retire this thing as quickly as possible. And the reason he says that is because of Zvezda. The reason there are leaks in Zvezda is because of stress fractures in its hull. Doesn't sound good, does it? Lots of cracks. They've been fixing the cracks, trying to reduce the leakage. But the trouble is that as appears more cracks keep appearing. That indicates once again that Zvezda could very well catastrophically fail at any point, which is not going to be a good thing for this ISS because it's one of the central modules. But that's where we stand right now. And the Russians admitted that the leak is still there and they're working to try to eliminate it entirely. They've improved it. But once again, the problem is that ISS might go away very suddenly because of this. And neither NASA or Roscosmos really wants to deal with this, honestly.
My memory is they stopped docking with Zvezda. Is that correct?
They dock at a different point on Zvezda instead of the aft end in an effort to try to reduce the stress, but they still dock with it. And every time they dock, NASA closes the hatch between the American and Russian sides on the possibility that there could be a catastrophic collapse of Zvezda during the docking, and they want to protect their astronauts on ISS.
The Smithsonian has Discovery. Who else wants it?
Well, during the reconciliation bill that was recently signed by Congress and passed by Trump, there was a provision that ordered the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum to transfer the Space Shuttle Discovery, which it has on display at the Air and Space Museum, to transfer it back to NASA so that NASA could then ship it to Houston for display. And the Congress budgeted $85 million to do this. Now, the Smithsonian, however, is opposing this provision, despite Congress passing the law. They claim that Congress and the president have no authority to do so because it now owns Discovery and has not agreed to the transfer. When NASA turned it over to the Smithsonian, it handed over rights, title, and interest, the Smithsonian says, and Congress can't just simply take it away from the Smithsonian. It's an interesting problem because Smithsonian is two-thirds funded by the federal government, Congress. So there's a great deal of power by Congress over the Smithsonian. But at the same time, courts have been recently ruling that Congress can't create an independent authority that cedes its power, its constitutional power away. So this is going to be an interesting battle to see how this plays out, John. It's all very petty and silliness. It's delusional once again. Why are we playing games like this when we have other bigger problems?
Firefly. We talked about Firefly going to market, but it's won a new contract. What are they asking it to do, Bob?
All right, so Firefly is a rocket company. It's got a rocket called Alpha, and it's also got a lunar lander called Blue Ghost. Blue Ghost has successfully been the first privately built lunar lander to successfully land on the moon. It did this earlier this year. And so NASA this week announced it has awarded Firefly a $176 million contract. This is the fifth contract that NASA has issued Firefly for putting another lunar lander on the moon. And this particular mission would put two small rovers as well as other instruments by NASA on the moon. And there'd be plenty of payload space for Firefly to sell to others. Firefly is a somewhat successful company. That's why it's going to issue an initial public offering of stock to try to raise $600 million. This contract just says that NASA is endorsing the quality of the company's work.
The module for the Mars sample return is made by a company. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. What are they building?
All right, so Thales Alenia is an Italian aerospace company in Europe, and part of the very complex, almost incomprehensible plan for Mars sample return mission that NASA and Europe put together as a partnership is that Europe would build the return orbiter. This orbiter would go around the orbit of the moon. The ascent space rocket, which we don't know who's going to build but in the United States, would bring the samples up to the return orbiter, dock with it, and then it would then return the samples to Earth. So Europe was building that component. Thales Alenia was building the orbit insertion engine, the module. This is the service module that would put that orbiter into Mars orbit. It has now completed it, and it's shipped it for testing. The problem is that in the United States, Mars sample return is in limbo. NASA's canceled it. Trump administration wants to zero down its funding. Congress wants to fund it. Neither NASA or anyone in the U.S. knows how they're going to do what they're going to do. They don't know who's going to build the ascent rocket. They don't know who's going to build the lander. They don't know how they're going to go land there. They don't know anything right now. So Europe's going ahead and building its Mars return orbiter, but they don't have a mission yet. They might end up with an orbiter they can do for other things, but not necessarily to get samples back from Mars.
Before we turn on to Discovery, my memory, Bob, is that the SLS uses boosters left over from the shuttle program. And there was a sell-by date on those boosters. Have we exceeded that sell-by date?
Now, the way that works, John, is that once the boosters are made of segments, and once they start stacking the segments, they have a use-by date, they say, of 1 year. They don't want to use those solid rocket boosters more than a year after they start stacking them, because they think the held in a vertical position, the solid fuel could start to distort, and that means it will not burn evenly as planned, like a firecracker. They broke that rule with the very first unmanned SLS Orion launch that went around the moon and had the heat shield problems, that the boosters were stacked for more than a year and a half. They are planning an April launch of SLS next. They have, I think, right now started to stack those segments. But if they get delayed in April, they will be breaking that waiver rule again. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's the
We're going for discovery. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.